The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it was another weekend of intense World Cup action. Not the best games in the tournament by any means, but plenty of talking points nonetheless. Not least, some of the less savoury moments in that game between Brazil and Colombia. On the line now from Ballina in County Mayo is Brazilian Paulo Oliveira. Paulo, good morning.
Good morning, Johan.
Are you a happy Brazilian this morning?
Yes, I am. I think it is, in general, that's a very good World Cup so far.
What about poor Neymar?
Yeah, that was brutal, isn't it? That was very shocking. I believe everybody who enjoys soccer, you know, football, must be shocked with that, what happened.
With the foul by the Colombian?
Yes, was kind of, you know, nasty. We have to thank God to say nothing worse happened to Neymar. In a few weeks' time, I believe he'll be recovered, you know.
And you're going to be without him, not only him, but Thiago Silva, because he's suspended from the semi-final.
Yes, Thiago Silva. We have Dante. Dante playing in Germany for Bayern Munich. You know, he plays very well. I believe in Dante. I have no problem with that.
Okay, so no problems there. Paulo, stay on the line because we're also joined from Carrigaline in County Cork by our resident Colombian, Juan Carlos Guaqueta. Juan Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, young. How are you doing? Cork. Cork City, John.
Cork City, I beg your pardon. And Juan Carlos, you're not happy.
Well, yeah, I'm a bit upset. I wouldn't say not happy, but I'm a bit upset, all right?
And what about the poor thing you did to poor Neymar?
Well, look, I think that the occasion got to the Colombian players, but what is true as well is that the referee didn't help throughout all the match. I certainly believe that the Brazilians were a bit better than us. Bottom line, they deserved to win, but the referee played a big part on a lot of bad tackles that happened in the match. You know.
And do you think all those bad tackles led to the bad tackle on Neymar?
Well, you know, I was a player myself, and if you see your team being kicked all over the pitch, you get a bit rev up. It's just human nature, I believe.
Paulo, what about that? Isn't that a fair point?
I believe when you're playing football, you know you're going to hurt the other one, or maybe by accident as well, you know the other one is hurt. He didn't come back to see if Neymar was bad. He just ran away, you know. I don't know. I agree with Juan. The referee should keep the control of the match since the beginning. Bad fault was in both sides, all right? The referee has a load of that. If he leave the game, goes a little bit violent, I think things just get worse and worse.
Yeah, so in other words, that probably led to eventually what happened to poor El Neymar. And Juan Carlos, do you think that if the referee had been stricter, that Colombia would have won?
No, I don't think that would have won, John. I mean, as I said to you before, I think that the Brazilians had the edge on us, and the occasion got to the Colombian players. But certainly, I think that we have seen a much, much better match.
And will the Colombians, will they get a good reception now when they go home to Bogota?
Oh, definitely. No, look, you just have to go to any website and you'll see everybody's happy. I'm really happy. The lads did great. It's been great for the country. They gave us this proud sentiment again that sometimes when you're living far from home for many years, you forget. These lads bring all the good Colombian spirit back into us and to the nation. It's been brilliant. We just have to say thanks to them, you know?
Yeah, and you also probably have the consolation of having the best goal scored in the tournament by Rodriguez.
As well, but you know, the girls, all the girlfriends in here, my wife's girlfriends and my in-laws' girlfriends, they're saying that he's a very handsome chap, so that's great.
He's not only handsome, but he scores goals. In fact, we can now hear the Colombian commentator, and he's getting a little bit excited about that goal scored by James Rodriguez against Uruguay. Let's have a listen.
La rescata Bale, la vaca, James Rodriguez tirando, golazo, taque, 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 gol, gol, vino, 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 gol de Mundial, taque, taque, gol, gol, taque, taque, gol, 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 taque, taque, gol, gol, taque, taque, gol, gol, taque, taque, vino, 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 vino.
Oh, listen, that's wonderful, Juan Carlos, isn't it?
Yeah, that's typical Colombian. No? That reminds me of a good when I used to go to the stadium and you know, all the Colombian commentaries, that there's a special a few of them, they just go and go with the goalie, 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 goalie. So it's just brilliant. I mean, the team gave us a lot of good memories.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Lift our spirit for the expats. You know, it's brilliant.
Oh, that's
it's
great. Brilliant. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you enjoyed it. And Paolo, it's now Germany in the semi-final. What about that?
With that tragedy with Neymar, I think the team is going to stick together. It's going to, you know, get more excited for to win against Germany. Yes, Brazil now without Neymar is in the same level now, I think. Germany will be in the same level of Brazil. I can bet now when something like 2 or 3-0 to Brazil.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because on the other line is our German representative, Cora Malloy. Cora, good morning.
Good morning, John. I'm sitting here laughing.
Why?
No, I'm going to be bullish about that. You're not beating Germany 2 or 3-0. We're not going to be walked all over like Colombia was.
Oh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh,
no, I will say. Now, all around, I was saying earlier on, I thought that the quarterfinals were a little bit disappointing. I mean, I think we had fantastic football in the group stages, and the quarterfinals were either slight yawn fests or slasher parties like the Brazil-Colombia match. So I'm hoping for a little bit better football for the semi-finals.
And are you hoping Germany win? Are you confident Germany will win?
Confident is, I think, maybe very is a very strong word, but I do feel that it's going to be a good match. I don't think it's going to be as brutal as before, and I think Germany will definitely put it up to Brazil. And I think we have a fairly good chance to win, yeah.
We'll wait and see what happens. We will be talking to you later in the week. That's Cora Malloy. And
right.
To Paolo, thank you for joining us this morning, Paolo.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing that semi-final tomorrow night. We also want to say goodbye this morning to Costa Rica and Jody O'Connor in County Meath, to France and Fergal McMahon in Paris, and to Belgium and Jan van Dessel in Dundalk in County Loud. But just remember, there will be a draw among our World Cup family members on Friday. The prize, a weekend at the Pembroke Hotel in Kilkenny, and a replica World Cup trophy courtesy of medalmakers MMI.ie. That's all we have time for this morning. Today, Ciarán Dunn was on sound. Our broadcast coordinator was Denise Davies, and the programme was produced by Pat O'Mahony. Sean is up next. We're back in the morning at 9. Till then, slán.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.